So I'm just nipping upstairs to let Jack and Chris in. I need to go and get some food first. Chris is hungry. Just been having a chat with at Bill Kamak on Twitter. Bill Kamak being an Emmy Award video editor from New York, and he's just giving me some really cool tips about a reasonably priced high definition camera, which we can utilize and use in the studio for doing recordings of a 24-hour stream, basically running. Hang on a minute, just come outside, so I need to come back inside a bit because it's a bit noisy. For having a 24-hour stream running, basically along the lines of high-definition stream with no audio going. So literally this stream is permanently on, so you get to see people coming in and out of the studio. It's got a wide angle lens on it. If we need to turn the sound on for any reason, it has stereo microphones on it, and the stereo microphones I'm just looking out the window of Lathe Market House, sorry, got sidetracked. We can use it as a normal video input. One of the biggest problems I was worried about getting HD into another wide shot into the computer is that we'd have to have another Intensity Blackmagic card and a high definition camera, which we can't afford the money. So I've been speaking to one of the social media people at Logitech, because they have this pretty decent camera that Bill's been telling me about, see if we can get some sort of X or reconditioned model or something similar to that. And we're actually looking now to probably get three of them. So one for a wide shot, one for a close-up shot of materials and assets that you might bring in for a show, and another one to cover either the sofa area or the beanbag area, and then have those as virtual instances that we can swap between. So instead of having like a Skype, full screen effect, we can bring them as separate shots and just run Desktop Presenter or something similar to that. Which will solve a lot of problems. It means we just don't have to spend stupid amounts of money messing around with cameras. Just waiting for Jag and Chris to turn up. It's 2 o'clock at Lathe Market House. Gonna have a good run of it for the next 7 or 8 hours and try and catch up on some of the weekly update shows, and then they'll take it from there.